Everyone wants to save cash this time of year, and America's Best Value Kit helps you do just that. Every plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping, which means you can put the money you save towards gifts for friends, families, or, you know, yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you about Every Plate. Every Plate recipes feature high-quality produce, ingredients delivered right to the front of your door, ready to eat in six simple steps. And you get to choose between 25 weekly recipes from their ever-changing menu and even swap out proteins and sides to your liking. Every Plate makes it easy to find recipes everyone will love. Choose from family-friendly, quick and easy, meat and veggie, or just veggie, and you can try out whatever you want without committing to one preference. You all know that we have used Every Plate multiple times. The quality that you get for this cheap, and I'm saying cheap meaning cheaper, price is something that is unbeatable. It is actually about, on average, 58% cheaper than your average fast food meal. I mean, where are you going to get that at? Only at Every Plate. So this is what we want you to do. Get your first box for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast.
Podcast.
And enter code ARGUE149.
ARGUE149.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal on your first box by going to everyplate.com/podcast.
Podcast.
And entering code ARGUE149.
ARGUE149.
That's up to a $110 value. Again, it's Every Plate, America's best value meal kit.
What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and I'm joined by my beautiful co-host. She's all the things.
Yes.
And some.
And some. Mm-hmm. I am some, thank you.
And some of this, some of that. Go on, and let them know who you are.
Some of that. My name is Angel Tanksley. I'm also professionally known as Angel Akita Moore, and I'm also known in these streets as That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel. Yeah, you heard it. And this is a weekly podcast. If you're just now tuning in, we do this podcast every single week, except for 1 week of the year. So we's up in here 51 weeks of the year. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we talk about any and everything, and we just have a good time, and we see if it's going to cause an argument. We are proud to say that we are sponsored by some amazing companies that you will hear more about. You already heard about Every Plate, but later on you'll hear about Storyworth, mm-hmm. BetterHelp,
come on with it,
Helix,
absolutely,
and Ritual. So stay tuned. We want to make sure that if you can use their services, that you use our promo codes to let these sponsors know that we sent you there, because by you using our sponsors, you're helping our podcast. We also have some gorgeous, some lovely, some talented, some blessed, anointed, amazing people watching us film this live. We actually had a whole 20-minute conversation with them prior to even mm-hmm. starting it. And I finally had to say, you know what, let's just save this for the podcast because it was getting
still,
good.
They still on that. So
yes, we're going to go back to it because the conversation got good and we got to keep it going. But they are our Patreon, and our Patreon are people who support us for a small fee of $5 a month, and they get live content like our podcast every week as well as other podcasts that we do. They also get exclusive content. They're actually watching a performance of our son's play Willy Wonka, and it's only available to them. We also do different community events to promote just, you know, love and self-love and fun, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to join it, just go to our Patreon link, which is patreon.com/thatchickangel. And if you don't want to join, give it as a gift to someone who likes us, okay? Pay for the year and you get a month free. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Well, my babe is going to be running the podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with one of our oldie but goodies. Nope. Do you not see that? Do you not see that?
Oh, in my feelings. Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. Yes. Go ahead, baby.
I don't remember being in here. Did we record after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, in the house.
What was the hot Tanksley? What was the topic in? It wasn't in my feelings. It was Tanksley Pride.
I don't listen. Them days is gone.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I threw those away.
Anyway, it's. Oh, I got so much Got me in my feelings right now.
Well, introduce the segment, baby. You got to introduce the segment fully.
The segment right now, we're going to do In My Feelings. No, I'm not doing a jingle. It's In My Feelings.
And you,
tune it.
You are.
In My Feelings, whatever it goes.
Oh, see, you see how you want to do it.
No, but I don't. So, In My Feelings, that's when we talk about something that's grinding our gears, something that's scuffing our Jordans, something that's getting on our goddamn nerves, or got us feeling great and wonderful. All right? So, first off, this already happened, so I'm going to get this off my chest real quick. Thanksgiving, the morning of, my turkey fryer burner went out. Did not work. Did we talk about this?
No, this is the first Thursday. No. We shot on Tuesday, so it hadn't happened yet.
Oh, so y'all hearing this for the first time. So I usually fry at least one turkey every year, sometimes multiple turkeys. If we having a bunch of people over, I fry two turkeys. And then I got other families that hit me up. It's like, could you do ours too? I already got the grease hot. Why not? But this year I had two. There were actually two was bought for our house, but we only needed the one. So I was just going to fry the other one and just give it to one of our other friends, family that didn't end up making it. Anyway, so that morning, pull everything out. You understand me? Getting ready to fry. Got my flavors going. Turkey's been marinating. It's ready to go. Set everything up. I'm in the garage, but the door is open, so I'm at the front of the garage by the door. But it's extremely windy. That's why I can't do it outside. But anyway, it's a good breeze going through the garage. So go to turn everything on, start heating up the grease. I usually fry the turkeys. The propane tank, it's a gauge. It's like a memory thing. You just know what you need to do. I usually run it at about 70% of the capacity of the burner, meaning how much I turn the gas up. It was only turning up to about 20%. The regulator, the knob where you turn it up and down, is broke. The morning of Thanksgiving, ain't nothing open. I got tools out trying to fix this thing.
You did.
Because I got a gas section on my gas grill, on my grill outside. I got a little portable portable grill for camping and stuff. All those use the same type of mechanism. So I'm like, I can makeshift something real quick. Something needs to happen. It's like your oven going out on Thanksgiving morning. Like, I'm out there pissed. I'm trying to, like, fix this. Everything is, like, got lock thread on it. I can't get nothing apart. Long story short, we ended up having somebody that knew, we knew somebody that had an electric fryer. We ended up using that.
The chef we use a lot. I put it in the Mocha Mom group and none of them responded. And I was like, who would have a fryer? And there's a chef that you all see us use all the time, Melissa. And I was like, she might have one.
The angel told her turkey fryer. So I wasn't a part of the conversation. I was out running around the cities trying to see what's open to see if somebody had one. Angel hit her up. She shows up at the house with an electric fryer, which I've never used. Won't use it again, but it did get the job done.
Did you buy the extra one from her?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I went to do.
Okay, well, you said won't use it again.
No, that was hers. I had to take that one back to her.
Okay.
And in the process, she had an extra gas one that she only used once. So I was like, I'll buy that one for me because I got to go buy one anyway. So anyway, that was what had me in my feelings that morning. I was out in the garage. Angel didn't see this. Kicking and throwing stuff.
I was so mad.
If it went out last year when I turned it off, fine. I haven't used it. Did I use it on to do anything at Christmas? No, I didn't fry turkey for Christmas. No. So I haven't used it since then. I'm like, really? Like, how did that happen? So that's what had me in my feelings then. What's got me in my feelings right now is I went and ordered in our bedroom. We don't have doors. We have doors walking into our bedroom, but between our bedroom and our bathroom, there's just a large opening. No doors. The dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's so stupid. Literally, when you walk in our bedroom, you can look to the left. There's a massive mirror. The reflection of that mirror shows inside the shower. Like, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I went to Lowe's, ordered some doors. Got the measurements, told them what I wanted to look like, basically like everything else is going to, you know, cover the entire opening just so we can, I want to feel like it got some privacy. There was like a month and a half lead time, like, of course. So then I call them because they were supposed to be in the week of Thanksgiving. I call them like on that Monday. Dude's like, I was just about to call you. Looks like their doors were damaged, so the manufacturer's got to make them again. Instead of being in on the 20th of November, now they'll be in on the 20th of December. I'm like, what?
I ain't surprised.
So then I call back because I'm like, I know how these doors, it don't take that long to make no goddamn door. So I've dealt with that enough to where I'm like, I'm trying to figure out who the manufacturer is so I can call them because I know the backstory is just from being in general contracting. And then in the process of me talking to the dude from Lowe's, and I'm like, well, you all told me, didn't you all let me know this sooner? Were the doors delivered? He was like, no, the manufacturer called us. I'm like, why did y'all take so long? Y'all told me y'all would get the doors, y'all would have them for a week, and then you would call me for installation. As soon as I said installation, he was like, wait, you don't have installation on these doors. You a goddamn lie. Why the hell would I order some doors and not have you all install them? That was the whole point of me doing this. So he's been giving me the runaround ever since. I'm going to go up there after we record today. But that's what's got me in my feelings right now because I'm like, just cancel the order and give me my money back. Because the amount, I said, why would I spend this much money on some doors just for me to install them? It makes no sense. Y'all running up my price now. You want me to tack on another $200-$300 for you all to install them? Absolutely not. So general manager, I don't know who I need to talk to. But y'all either going to install these doors at the price that I done already paid, or you going to give me all my goddamn money back. Or I'm going to burn some shelves down in Lowe's. That's what got me in my feelings.
Okay. All right. That was a lot.
It was.
I was like, we're never getting off of this one. Because Marcus is over here.
Because I just thought through it this morning because I was like, I got to call them today. So while I was getting ready, it was fresh on my mind.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings. I wanted to watch a movie with my kids last night. I wanted to watch a holiday movie. And I was like, okay, we're going to watch Scrooge. I couldn't remember. I knew Scrooge was based off of Christmas Carol, and it took me a while to remember that it was called Scrooge because that's what I was calling in the first place. But I was like, maybe I have it wrong. The one with Bill Murray that came out in, 1988. It's a comedy. And it's got the Christmas theme. It was one of those movies. It's the way they describe it. It's a fantasy comedy. And I was like, perfect. Kids like to laugh. Well, my husband interjects himself. It was like, they don't know a Christmas Carol, right? We're probably like 5 minutes in. They don't know. Do y'all know who Ebenezer Scrooge is? Do y'all know about the Ghost of Christmas? Oh, well, no, he didn't say, do y'all know about the Ghost of Christmas Past? And they were like, no. He was like, well, they need to watch A Christmas Carol first. And I was like, actually, they don't because
they need to know who Scrooge is.
It literally repeats the same storyline.
Is the dude's name Scrooge in the story?
No, but he makes reference to all of it. It regardless. So there's two options of A Christmas Carol that either or we could have went to a cartoon. And I was like, I don't know. All this stuff was made over in England, and I just don't know what we gonna get. So there was the one with Patrick Stewart, and then there was the original one that came out when me and Marcus were children, right? So I was like, all right, let's get Patrick Stewart because at least they have the reference of him being Professor Xavier.
And they be slow. They couldn't even think of who Professor. First of all, no, this heifer keeps saying X-Men.
They knew what
Professor
I was talking about.
From X-Men.
X-Men.
And they looking at her. They're like, what? X-Men. Yeah. I said X-Men.
That's not why they were saying what. So the movie moves at the pace of a snail.
The movie moves
that
in
has
reverse.
Had.
It don't even move at a certain pace. It's in reverse. I think the original is a faster pace than that. Because I watched the original when I was their age, and I was interested.
The difference is they aren't the same children
their
as
brains
us.
Are tarnished from video games. Yes, I sound old.
So that is what I know already. And I'm like,
the fact that they watched all of these flashing images and video games and literally the phone, this is the phone. This
movie is shot damn near in sepia because it is so, there's so no vivid colors. It's just slow. And then obviously the people have a really thick accent and they're using terms that the kids have never, you know, heard before. And they are just,
they still ain't seen the movie.
We might as well have been in church at a boring church.
It got to the point to where I started fast forwarding to the snippets that they needed to see.
And so this
by that
one,
time, they running around.
Yeah, Mark is like, okay, so this dude, listen to hear what he say he is.
Just this 5 minutes. That's all you need. No, it didn't matter.
I was like, if you would have just let me have.
They ain't gonna find Bill Murray funny.
Bill Murray.
Bill yes. Murray.
Yes, they
this
would.
Is Angel. It, the room is quiet. Angel.
Well, because
this is the kids.
No, this is the thing. If y'all remember how Scrooge starts, there's a part of it that, yes, they're not going to relate to. It's when the, because this is not how the world really works now, because they watch stuff on online. It's when the network that Bill Murray is over is doing all of their, like, let me show you the previews or the promos. They did actually like the very first promo. They were into it. Santa Claus had a gun, because Kai said, what type of Santa Claus has a gun?
The people saying, no, Bill Murray is funny. We find Bill Murray funny. These
they
kids
would
won't.
Have. They'll, just
we
like,
gonna see.
Yeah.
We gonna see.
We've already watched Home Alone. Trust and believe, we're going through the gamut of Christmas movies, and I'm trying to add some to their repertoire. So little Marcus realized when we were watching the boring one that he does know kind of what happens with The Ghost of Christmas Past. He was like, oh, the twins, not so much. But anyways, that's what got me in my feelings, is that we spent an hour and a half.
It wasn't no hour and a half.
It was, I know we watched a solid 45 minutes.
We watched a solid 30 minutes, and then we started fast forward.
No, it was after 45.
Okay, 45. And then we actually watched another 10 minutes after that, because I started fast forwarding.
It took more than 10 minutes for us to get to the right place, though.
No, it didn't.
Okay. That's what's got me in my feelings, is what I'm trying to say. But while A Christmas Carol is probably one of my favorite Christmas tales, what I will say, my favorite stories come from my mom. And that is why I gave her the gift of Storyworth a few years back. Now, if you're spending time with loved ones for the holidays, chances are you're going to hear a lot of stories. The ones you love to hear, the ones you've heard too many times. But have you ever wanted your loved ones to document these timeless stories? It can be challenging to write an entire book of memories, but Storyworth makes it fun and easy. And this is how anyone can write a book about their life. Now, you all know, like, my mother has lived a very vivid life. And because of her age, she has seen the world change in ways that we probably won't experience. My mother spent most of her life without internet. She lived in the country where they had an outhouse, to all the way being someone who actually programs computers. So the stories that she has to tell are ones that I want to make sure are preserved. And what I love about Storyworth is that it's not just like questions like, where'd you go to high school, or name your siblings. It's not like that. It's things like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done, or where's the furthest you've traveled? And all they have to do is reply to the story. Then after a year, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories, memories, and even photos into an exquisite hardcover book, creating a valued keepsake. And I know we're in the world of digital, but there is something about being able to have something to touch, to hold. As we've been preparing for my niece's services and just being able to go to photo albums to, like, see old pictures of her, there is something that having things digitally stored cannot replicate. And having a hardcover keepsake that can be passed down from generation to generation is something that, I'm telling you, it's priceless. Millions of stories have already been told with Storyworth because they make the process so simple. Get started with your loved one for the holidays, and before you know it, you'll be cherishing these timeless stories for generations to come. Help your family share their story this holiday season with Storyworth. Go to storyworth.com/argue today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/argue to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/argue. All right. Where are we going next with this? Are we going to say anything that has us feeling good?
The holidays.
Ooh, please continue.
Oh, I'm a holiday person. Mm-hmm. Love the holidays.
Do you? What about it?
Oh, everything. You know, the camaraderie, the gift giving, the songs that I make up lyrics to, all of that.
You do. I did just, I did just book our carolers for our Christmas party. Booked them last night. Had a good email correspondence with the manager of the group. She was like, oh, this date is perfect because all of my best singers are available. She was like, thank you so much for being on top of it. She was like, we should be able to get at least 14 songs in there. And guess what? Our Patreon, we will be streaming those carolers right on to you guys. So if you're part of our Patreon, you will be a part of our Christmas party. In that regard, I already am thinking about how I want to have the lights set up so that we can see them, because they'll be, as long as it's not raining. Sorry, every time I talk a lot, I begin to drain into my mouth. It is the most terrible thing. Anyways, if it's raining or if the wind is crazy, the other place, they're going to have to perform indoors. I was thinking about putting them up on the stairs. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then everybody be downstairs. Mm-hmm. That also just looks great.
Even if it's windy, directly like in front of the house won't be, ain't bad.
Our house, I hope, blocks not the wind. But they do have strong stipulations about, like, okay, you can't have them in terrible weather trying to sing. Folk, they were like, or they will leave. And I'm like, I got it. So I gave them the option of, if it was terrible weather. Me and the twins and little Marcus and Amar went to Big Lots. And when I tell you we made it rain up in that thing, we got gingerbread houses for each of the kids to decorate that are coming to the party. We've got chocolate bombs for people to make hot chocolate if they want to. We got gingerbread cookies. We got the plates. We've got the tablecloths. I'm already planning on what furniture needs to be moved so that we have space for the games. I am so excited. And so I'm debating if we, I was thinking, okay, yeah, we'll just do tacos for the food, because tacos are easy and you can do a variety. You could do, you know, chicken, beef, vegetarian / vegan. And then because I've been making chili for these past 2 days, I was like, or should we do different chilies? What you think, babe?
I don't know. I think either option is good. I ain't gonna get on the chili kick. Yeah, either option is good.
I don't know. It's so, I don't know.
I can't wait for my mama to get here so I can have her chili. Angel's chili is good. Angel just don't make it in the right portions. You should never make chili 2 days in a row.
You make chili
in the blue kettle.
Of why this man can't be grateful.
I am extremely grateful.
It don't sound like it.
I love your chili. I just wish there was more of it.
Then period.
Don't make chili in those small,
I bet you
pot.
I can, because I did.
Chili 2 days in a row.
That chili was good, because I'll tell you how I know it was good. Amar
tore off.
I was like, Amar, you want to eat? He was like, no. And I was like, you sure? He was like, yeah. I was like, you want to eat? He was like, sure. And I was like, okay. So I made him a little bowl of chili, and this cornbread I made was smacking, as you all want me to say.
I was full, and I tasted it. That's why I didn't feel good last night, because I ate too much cornbread after being full.
Amar sat at that table by himself. TV wasn't on. Did not even have like an iPad or anything.
No, he was hunched over like bruh man eating his food. Nothing out of him. Amar, you want some more? Yeah.
Yeah, no, he brought the cornbread bowl, because I had Tula bowl. He said, Mommy? I was like, ask some more.
What did you say?
What did I say?
You said, did you spill the food? Because what, nothing left?
He's like, no.
Marcus was like, nah, he ate it.
He was all about it, but you going to complain.
I want more of it.
I done made this man apple cider. I've been making you chili. I've been making you cornbread. You just recently made it. I made you apple cider. That's the reason why you're into it. You've been talking about my apple
cider. I know, girl. I'm messing with you.
I'm about to beat
want more of it.
Marcus, stop being.
It needs to be lunch and dinner.
Stop being a brat.
I'm not being a brat. I'm trying to help you out. Anytime you want some chili, you got to go back and do everything and cook it again.
Was I complaining?
Do that once.
Was I complaining?
Oh, you will the third or fourth time. Mark, the recipe is right there on the counter. Why don't you just fix it? Or you could fix it one time for the week.
Spoiled.
Yes.
Brat.
Yes. This time of year, absolutely. I deserve it.
I can't.
I deserve it.
You do.
Mother!
I deserve for you to be grateful.
I am extremely grateful.
Then just period.
I'm grateful.
Period. Then just say, hey, babe.
I would be more grateful.
No. No. Shut it up.
That cider. God dang. Take it to the vein.
Bought some more.
I just want to dip my finger in and rub it on my gums.
He has been drinking that. He ain't even put back the bottle of liquor he's been pouring into it.
Man, why? Keep it out.
The twins.
I need to re-up on that bourbon too, because they have no idea how good that cider is about to be.
So we're gonna have spiked cider, spiked eggnog, and spiked hot chocolate, and then we'll also have the virgin for our non-drinkers and for the kids. So there'll be those.
Yeah, water.
I'm about to get this week. I'm gonna go get Christmas mugs from the Dollar Tree, so everybody can have their Christmas mug to have their drinks in.
Why can't we use some of the mugs we got?
This is gonna be their gift to take with them, and then also the big reason why I don't want to do it with the white mugs is that's gonna be hard for people to be able to tell. I would have to get like something to put on there.
We only got like 6 or 8 of them white mugs, but we got twice as many of just random mugs.
Yeah, I'm going to do what I want to do.
But can we give some of those mugs away too?
No, we're going to give away all the mugs that we buy for the party.
And an extra one.
We're going to be doing the mugs from the Dollar Tree. I can't wait. And I'm trying to figure out what prizes are going to be for games. And I wanted little prizes for the kids. We got little boxes for. It's just a good time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Anyway, let's move back to this conversation we was having.
Okay, what is the next segment? We can get
you
it.
You tell me.
I sent it to you, baby.
You said I would walk you through it.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
That's what you said.
I
haven't looked at my phone because we in the middle of working.
We work on our phones.
Not right now. We work on this camera.
You've been looking at that phone.
That's the work phone.
No, it's not. That's your work
anyway,
phone. You lie?
What is this? We did Hot Tanksley Take.
No, that's it right here. And that's what
all
we're
right, Hot Tanksley
on.
Take. Hot Tanksley Take. Go.
Explain Hot Tanksley
Take. Hot Tanksley Take is what we give.
Women, no. Get out of your goddamn attitude.
No. Hot Tanksley Take, is that when we give our, that's not our opinion. Yeah, that's our take on something. We listen to a clip. It's a lot of segments, man. Which one is it?
Hot Tanksley Take is when you typically do a
rant. Angel throws me a random topic, and I rant usually something negative about it. I give my negative or unpopular opinion, or whatever it may be, or positive. I do positive sometimes. I did 2 positives a couple weeks ago.
You did 1 positive.
I did 2. I did Drake and Beyonce.
You did.
Don't give me my credit. Don't appreciate me. Now, so, Hot Tanksley Take, what is it?
Okay. So, somebody said this is Marcus's first episode.
Sure, Robin. Go.
So, we had already started this discussion. So we're just going to kind of continue it. So this is going to feel a little different than a regular Hot Tanksley Take. Prior to starting the recording of this podcast, we were talking a little bit about plastic surgery. I forgot how we got. Oh, I remember how we got on the topic.
No, that's where I was. I was still in the comments because on this topic, the Patreon started like stalking each other. Social media trying to, because we was talking about booties and stuff.
Yes. So, as I was saying prior to us starting the podcast, we were specifically talking about hip divots. So divots that a woman without hips might have if she has bigger thighs and small hips. So, Marcus, your rant is on hip dips.
Ain't a damn thing wrong with them.
No, this is a bad rant today.
Well, it's my opinion.
No, it's not just your opinion. We choose on whether or not.
I have nothing negative to say about hip dips or divots or whatever you're talking about. Anything sitting on a strong pair of thighs, it don't really matter because the thighs are going to take control of the situation.
Take control?
Absolutely. How many perfect. Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up. Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
Your favorite sport, track.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the sprinters you've ever seen sprint, Jamaican, American. How many of them got hips? You ain't seen not a nan other one. All of them got them beautiful dips on the side of their hips.
Mm-hmm.
With backed up by muscular ass and muscular thighs. Come on, Lord Jesus, let's talk about it. Who's somebody that you sent me a picture of because you know I find her attractive? Misty Copeland, where are her hips?
I think
find one.
I think she got hips.
Let's look her up. She's in my screensaver. Hold on.
I'm going to slap you in your face.
And Angel's like, no, I'm going to show you a picture, and I'm going to show you that filled in, and you're going to be like, oh, bet I won't. Let that thing, whatever it is, whether the booty, the hips is flat, not there or nothing, let them be sitting on a strong pair of thighs. See if thighs, calves, quads. Come on, girl.
Did you give y'all you out all? There?
Yes.
And
nobody
all.
Care about no goddamn dips. Guess what? If something dipped in, that means something else dipped out. That's the only way you're going to get a dip. The real ones know what I'm talking about.
See, she's got a little bit of hip. No, she don't got hip dips.
She ain't got nothing. She's straight down.
She got.
Doesn't matter.
She looks great. If I look like that, I can have a dip in the middle of my
forehead.
Where's
Serena's hips?
You said, where are Serena's
hips? She got
hips?
I can't remember.
Serena got every part of the body
she
that
do,
you
right?
could
That's
have.
That's a bad example. Look up the Jamaican track team and find a hip. The 4x1 relay team, to be exact.
I will agree with you with
look
a lot of track
Look at the pocket
running.
Rocket. Body on smash.
Pocket rocket?
Sherri-Ann Fraser.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they call it.
Yeah. Mama of however many, still winning golds.
Still winning golds. I didn't know people called her the pocket rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, because when I type in pocket rocket, am I getting a vibrator?
Yeah, you ain't get a vibrator. Don't none of these people got hips. They got thighs. Ass. Make you forget about them damn hips.
Whatever.
Yeah. A good meal will make you forget desserts available. And vice versa. You know, them green beans was trash, babe. But that peach cobbler, bring it.
I'm just saying.
You ain't saying shit.
Look. Why are you talking to me all crazy? This is a podcast.
You ain't saying nothing.
Look. This is a terrible example, but an example nonetheless.
What about it?
Do you see the...
Yes.
Mine are worse.
I don't see anything wrong with it. Look, like you said, that's a terrible example. Show me something. I'm still failing to see. You only further proving my argument. She showed me a woman. She showed me a woman that looked more in shape with the hip divots.
She did. She really did.
She looked like an actively fighting pit bull by the hips.
Okay. You can see it right here, though. Like
see
how?
What? Again, the one wider, it says wider hips. The one in red looked like she work out more.
Okay, well, that's just you.
No, it ain't just me.
No, I'm just saying.
You ain't said nothing. You did all that talking and ain't said nothing.
You know what, Marcus?
I don't know what. Now, people in the Patreon, one of our, what they call them, the people that be running it.
Moderators.
She was like, I got thighs, but I got thighs and a small booty. I ain't got no hips either. And everybody's like, nah, girl, you got yeah. So everybody went over to her social media and stalked all her pictures.
Oh, bless it. Is it Shantae?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Well, Shantae got,
look, all
got
these
a bunch of body.
Up in here.
Got a bunch of body. Body, yada, yada.
And doing without hips.
Regardless.
Or doing it with dips, whatever it is.
I can the BBLs that I have seen that just address hip dips when it's done smoothly. Now, if you will, okay. But you would say that it did, the version without the dips doesn't look bad either.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm willing to, for that to be our only, you know.
Only what?
Agreement in this.
If you want whatever. Main topic. What we doing? No.
We are going to remix it, down, flip it, and reverse it a little bit because the main topics weren't really speaking to me that much. It was a lot about.
Why you sent me the thing? We ain't even going by what you said. We was because gonna go
the main topic is the only thing that we're switching. Everything else.
Run it.
Why are you being a butt?
I'm not.
We. You remember, I said it on our Instagram. I was like, oh, we could talk about this. We could talk about that.
That don't mean that was main topics.
Do you, would you prefer? Main topic. Wait a minute, would you prefer?
No, let's go with what you want to talk about.
Pick up your phone.
I can't pick it up.
Go
ahead.
As you all have seen in the news, TJ Holmes and the white lady, I don't know her name, and it won't stick no, to save my life. Amy, that sounds good.
Amy, sure.
I had a
Amy Becca,
German, not a German Shepherd, Saint Bernard named Amy. Let's see, what's her name? Amy Robach.
Oh yeah, she white. She white on paper.
Yes, they have been removed from the air. They were both hosts of Good Morning 3 or GM 3.
hold up, did Shante leave?
She left. Oh no!
Come on back.
Oh, okay. She probably you know, our moderators have jobs.
Yeah.
So they've been removed off the air. Victory said that she had heard that the black woman, the third seat on the show, also, well, she didn't get removed. She stopped showing up.
True. There was an article, and the first like section of it said since this whole thing came out, she stopped filming with them.
Mm-hmm.
Stop recording. I don't know if that's true because I don't watch whatever show this is.
Victory was like, oh, do you think they saw it? Talking about their bosses. I was like, I think everybody.
They talked about it on Here's the Thing. I'm pretty sure there wasn't a back office discussion.
So do you think that they should be removed? This is where I get a little, this is where I get a little confused by America, Mm-hmm. Okay, so I remember when Bill Clinton got in all that mess because he had Monica giving him head while he was in office. Now, I can understand people being pissed off because he lied, but I don't understand why that would be an impeachable action. Meaning, there are certain things outside of, most careers is how I started. Most careers outside of being maybe a pastor, your romantic life with another adult, consenting adult, doesn't usually reflect on whether or not you're doing your job well.
Right.
So I get confused sometimes when a person's paycheck is then compromised because of it.
Yeah, because this is, I mean, literally, the only reason this blew up the way it did probably is because of social media.
Absolutely.
Like, this was a televised show that was on, you know, it was on, what, NBC, ABC, CBS, one of them. And I'm like, what does anything, outside of them breaking, like, a federal law or something like that, it's like, why would that affect? Because it's not just affecting them. You got all these people that work on that show, if the show was no longer on, that are now out of a job.
Well, a lot of people said, well, luckily, this is a, because it's a morning show, they'll just start plugging in other faces like they would do any other morning show when someone leaves.
They could have did that smoothly.
Yeah, but I guess they were like, we got to pull y'all quicker than later. Patreon was saying a lot of jobs have a morality clause. Which, again, confuses me because this is America.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a country like maybe that's towards the Middle East where religion truly does run the government, where like covering a woman's head and hair is from a religious standpoint, but it is now made official government law. Where here in the land of the free, quotes, home of the brave, we remove this whole aspect of church and state. In your job, you're supposed to be protected with certain federal and state laws. How something like your personal life,
right?
Especially even though they were messy, and trust and believe, I am not sad for them. So I'm not saying this because I'm like, why did they lose their jobs? I don't get it. Yeah. But I am just kind of confused on how they lose. Like, it wasn't a mis. If it was a misuse of power, that's different, because that's what you do have. Like, there are like things in situations set up where someone who is your superior cannot use that in order to like lure you into a sexual relationship.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I can see is because of who they are, what roles they have with their job. It's like they're on-air personalities. Are they hosting co-host or something?
Yeah, they're the anchors, two anchors.
Okay, two anchors, and I imagine they have guests that come on, mm-hmm. I'm assuming. So I can see if they are the public eye on this network, and if this had went down and if it wasn't made into such a big thing, I think it would have been, it wouldn't have mattered. But the fact that it was so, like, if he cheated on his wife or she cheated on her husband and it got word, they probably would have went this, like, nobody would have cared. But because it was with them, mm-hmm. together, and then you got this super detective that was in the same car with them, it seems, mm-hmm. taking pictures from what you told me.
Yes.
I think because it was blown up to be so big and then the evidence is so vivid, I mm-hmm. think that was a reason why, of like, you know what, this is our, if I'm network head and I'm looking down at this, like, these fools is made, this looks bad.
Yes, I understand the negative attention is never what a company wants, but like, everything be blowing over. Yeah. It is the thing.
Like I said, if it wasn't with them two, maybe it would have been different.
I think they would have got rid of somebody. Somebody said because he was black. But real quick, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. And y'all know we are huge advocates for mental health here. So I'm so glad to be able to talk to you all about this. Now, it's so funny because there are things that I'm having to navigate here in life at the big age of 42 that I'm still like, confused on which way I'm supposed to go, whether it be concerning my kids, whether it be concerning the loss of my niece. And it's crazy because you would think there was a manual that had been written already to tell you how to handle these things, but there isn't, which is why online therapy, especially online therapy with BetterHelp, is the next best thing. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual, so it's not working for you. When it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it be a career change, a new relationship, or becoming a new parent. Therapists are trained to help you figure out those causes of the challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists, and it's convenient and accessible anywhere, 100% online. So, y'all know, I done talked about my therapist many a times. I done talked about the breakthroughs I've had with her, because there are so many things that when, especially when life gets overwhelming, it's hard for me to see through the fog. It's hard for me to see through the pressure that I'm under. And she kind of gives me a clearer vision. So it's not so much that she's having to tell me what to do. She's allowing me to see what's happening clearer so that I can use my skill sets, my knowledge, my intuition to help continue to guide through life the way I actually want to. And BetterHelp has that available. With it being online, you can meet with your therapist at any time that's convenient for you, because they can find a therapist that's convenient for the time that you need them. And you can do it anywhere, whether it be in your office, your car, at your house, wherever is most convenient, because that's what you really want in the benefits of therapy. You learn better coping skills. You feel self-empowered. You have more confidence. It helps you deal with trauma. There's so many things that benefit therapy, and I recommend every single person gets it. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professional licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
And once you get yourself in a better mind state, you can also get some better sleep with Helix, our next sponsor. excuse me. We have been sleeping on a Helix mattress now for a year. Has it been a year yet?
I think at least.
It's been at least a year.
Actually, it was a year this past summer.
Let me tell you, you want to get some good sleep, then you're going to need that Helix mattress. And there are so many ways that makes Helix great. And one of the biggest ways is because you're getting a mattress for your unique sleeping preferences. Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So let me tell you how you figure out which Helix mattress works best for you and your body. You're going to take the Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Now, y'all already know there's certain things you should try out before you buy it. Like usually you test drive a car before you buy it. You got to test drive this goddamn old mattress, right? And so Helix allows you to try your mattress 100 night risk-free. And if you don't like how your body adjusts to it, if you don't think it's the best fit, you're welcome to return it for a full refund. They'll come and pick it up. But you're going to want that mattress because you're going to be like, oh my God, this sleep is so miles long. Everyone is unique. Everyone sleeps differently. And that's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preference. So obviously there's certain things you need if you sleep on your side. You're going to need more, you're going to need memory foam layers, right, to give you pressure relief, because when you sleep on your side, your body is contorted in a way that you're going to want some release of pressure. If you want to be able to sleep on your stomach or your back, you're going to need more responsive foam because it'll cradle your body like a little baby, all right? And they even have cooling features if you're somebody who overheats when you sleep at night. That is me. And the thing that we both love the most about it is that it's a hybrid design. So it actually has spring coils inside of the mattress along with the foam. So it gives you the extra added support. So we ended up with the Midnight Lux because of how me and Marcus sleep. We like medium firmness. We don't want to be feeling like we're sleeping on the floor, nor do we want to feel like we're sleeping inside of a cloud. Mm-hmm. So it ended up working out perfectly for us. Helix has a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And it's also been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It is recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep as the go-to solution for improving your sleep. So Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Absolutely. So the way the Helix be working is it's not spring or foam. It's both.
It's hybrid. It's That's a hybrid. What I said.
Okay, yeah, because it's got the springs in the middle and then foam wrapped around that. So that's how they're able to achieve it. And it's, yes.
It's lovely.
The bee's knees.
What?
Belinda said the news anchors shouldn't be the news story. Like, that's because they would get on there. I don't know what this show's about. They would probably talk about this if it was 2 celebrities, and now they're the ones getting
that would be their punishment to me. In today's news, I was caught with my hand on your buttocks, Amy. How was it?
Well, it was fine up until we found out that we were being recorded.
Yes, it was my bitch of a wife who knew I was having an affair that decided she wanted to document it. And while I don't mind her documenting it, I have no idea why she would leak it to the world. Do you, Amy?
I have a pretty good reason why, but in other news, my husband is now looking for you.
Oh, I'm sure he is. But as the old prophet said, we knuckin', we buckin', we ready to fight. So if he wants some, he can come get some.
Well, he's outside and he will see you after we broadcast. Now, back to your wife.
Truly, I would.
That would be their punishment. The story is y'all.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
I mean, the fact of the matter is this is nothing new. You gonna get fired in America anytime you bring any attention to your job that they did not ask for.
Oh yeah, no, we had a clause in our like application and contract at work. This is like anything going on here, because it was at the airport. So it's just like if something happens and you walk past a news anchor that's given a report and they ask your opinion, if you have on company logo, we had a paragraph of what we are to say. Basically give them no information whatsoever and walk away, like, but do it in the most professional way possible. Like, this is what you say.
I have watched countless TikToks of people who got fired because of small infractions that ended up connecting them to their job. Whether it be one chick, she literally was doing a quick TikTok and forgot that her Zoom, the audio was still up. Not her, she was muted, but you could hear her Zoom in the background. That was enough. Job let her go. And I don't think there was any proprietary information being said, but because there was a way at least for them to tie it together, they were like, you're gone. There have been other people who accidentally had like a cup that had the company's name on it in the background while doing a TikTok. You're fired.
Yeah. Anytime y'all saw me do videos, like nobody knows the company that I used to work for, because I made sure that logo, when I would be recording, driving, and I had that logo on my shirt, that seatbelt, I always cover that logo. Because I'm like, I know I might say any and everything.
Yeah.
And if that social media is so a huge part of all companies now.
Yeah. And a lot of times they check your social media before they hire you. That's why Marcus, when he first got on social media, did not use his name. And thank God, because he was using social media all wrong. I was like, nope, take that down.
Yeah, Mark, you got to take all this down.
Oh, what? Take it down.
But that stuff could come back years later. Like,
oh, people love.
Working your way up. People love digging. Digging in and finding just something random. And it could be completely taken out of context.
Let me tell you, I done said a lot of things on Here's the Thing, because I have to give my opinion. And luckily, I'm okay standing by everything I said, everything I have said, and I'm okay with whatever the repercussions might be, even if I've changed my opinion since I've said it.
Yeah.
But the things that people would say on Twitter, that's the one place that I did say some stuff that I had to take down. I was like, what? And it was directed towards somebody who was trolling me. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to troll you back.
I remember that. I said, I would have framed that.
I know.
I would have printed that, framed it. It would be posted behind me. Such a clever comeback. I wouldn't have cared. but the difference is now I'm my boss. So.
I mean, but we do have to be mindful of the brands.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. Y'all notice I have toned it down a lot.
Amen.
I have toned it down a lot.
Amen.
Y'all that don't know me, I'm actually toned down from when I was.
I definitely realize that obviously there are consequences to actions, but it is astounding that Because it wasn't as if they asked for their personal life to be made public. No. Granted, they grimy. They are grimy for having an affair. But look at, okay, so prime example. So these are two hosts that had an affair and are together. But we look at Brad and Angelina. Same Jolene. Thing. They didn't lose no job. They got more movies.
I think the difference with that is I don't think theirs came out until after that filming was over with.
Even if it would have came out during, they would have finished that movie.
Oh, no, definitely. Because yeah, thing is, the movie is extremely temporary. They actively, it's like, ain't nobody watching the movie getting filmed. It was like, now, you know these two having an affair as the public is watching it.
I mean.
Even if it came out while they were filming. Mm-hmm. Still, the movie ain't going to come out until once they're done.
Well, you know what? In the movie industry, there's not as much morality. In the news, they definitely try to pretend as if there is some sort of moral compass that they are being guided by in movies and in music. Music is what, let me tell you, there was a singer that I recently got to talk to, and he was like, there's a reason why there's been no Me Too movement in the music industry.
Music is grimy.
He was like, we ain't got no unions. He was like, they don't drug test us.
You might fail if you come up clean.
Right.
It's
listen,
like, wait, you ain't on coke.
We can talk freely about the drugs that we use. We can talk freely about people we've smashed while being married. We can turn it into a song, a number one song. Okay. Yeah. And we're gonna
a whole
be good.
Album.
Where with the with the news especially, there is this thing of, oh, people have to trust you, people have to think that you're on the side of good, and once you tarnish that
image,
you gotta get up out of here. It's all
because they know that people watching them want a warm appearance, an approachable person. It's like, oh, I'm giving you this information. Oh, we just love, what's her name? Kathy and
Amy.
Jimmy. they want them to be somebody warm and comforting to see. And it's just like, you over here smashing. It ain't you smash a chick on the side. You smashing her.
Right. Right. I mean, I think they would have let him go regardless, even if it was an affair that didn't have to. Somebody made a really good point. Miss Miles FTW said, parasocial relationships with morning hosts is an epidemic. That's why Matt Lauder had to go. Folks took it personal. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, a parasocial interaction refers to a kind of psychological relationship experienced by an audience in their mediated encounters with performers in mass media, particularly on television, online platforms. So viewers or listeners come to consider media personalities as friends despite having no or limited interaction with them. It's like what we have with our Patreon and our online followers.
Yeah,
that I can understand a little bit more because I say you all's names.
That's an intelligent way of what I just said.
What'd you say?
I said because people want somebody warm and approachable giving them the information, and they want to feel like
That is not at all what I said. Anyway, somebody warm and approachable and thinking someone is your friend.
Yeah, they want like a soft appearance. Anyway, go ahead.
Not what I'm saying.
Okay,
you're missing
right.
It.
Yeah, yeah. That's my friend on the news.
Yeah, so it's not about the warm approach.
I see him like family. Okay, go ahead.
Why you get mad that
I'm
you?
Not. I'm
yes,
saying,
you are.
Let's move on from it.
No, God. I'm still talking about it.
I'm saying get on to what you're saying.
Shush then. Quiet.
Oh, my God.
Hush.
Anyway.
So as I was saying, it's like us with our audience. That I can understand more because we are purposefully creating that relationship with our audience. I don't think these newscasters are doing that. I don't think they're doing it on purpose. They don't, like, I feel like, try to make a personal connection with
but
them.
The network wants them to seem that way. They want somebody warm and approachable. They ain't gonna get somebody that comes off cold.
This is where you're missing what I'm saying.
What?
It's not about how, like, for instance, Beyonce, to me, seems like a warm person. She is not trying to create a friendship with her audience. We, do. We call our audience family. So it's not about the warmth. It's about the how close I want you to think our relationship is. Mm-hmm. Newscasters don't try to make the audience feel like they're family members. That's what I'm saying is the difference. Uh-huh. And I don't even think the networks try to do that. The soft and warm and approachable, yes. But I'm talking about the we are, if I saw you on the street. A lot of people, like when I go on tour, they'll be like, Angel. They'll say my name as if, as the way a Victory would say if she saw me. She'd be like, Aunt Angel. I'd be like, hey, girl. Most people, if I saw Beyonce, I'm going to scream Beyonce and she's going to know it's a fan. It's not somebody that she knows. Same thing with these newscasters is what I'm saying.
I'm not disagreeing with you. However, what I'm saying is the network, the people that are the directors or whoever, the people running it, they would rather them seem that way and the people watching see them that way more than someone that doesn't seem approachable. They would push for that. They would be, if it was somebody extremely, that put off a very cold, like I would, if I saw that person out, I would never say anything to them. If this, whatever show this is that comes on in the morning, they would push them a lot more and pick someone like that more than they would before they would someone that's very cold and came very closed off to the public. They want the public to feel, the network wants the public to feel more invited to that person more than they don't want them to. That's all I was saying.
I understood. I still understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's different than what I'm saying.
I didn't. Right. Next. Take our advice. Which one did we have?
You know what we're going to do, guys. We're going to do our last ad for the podcast. And our last ad is with, oh, here we go. Sorry, I almost read the wrong copy and I was going to have to do this over again. It's with Ritual. Y'all, listen, we at the end of the year, so you all need to start getting y'all's lives in order to set yourself up for all your New Year's resolutions at the top of the year. And one of the things that you need to be doing is getting in an amazing multivitamin, and you can get that with Ritual. Gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. Over 97% of women ages 19 through 50 aren't getting enough vitamin D from their diets, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Ritual is essential for women 18 plus. Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutritional gaps in the diet of women 18 plus. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual doesn't stop there. They invested a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essentials for Women 18 plus multivitamin. The result? Essential for Women 18 plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. The clinical study was published in a leading scientific journal, Frontiers in Nutrition. A published clinical study is a big deal and serious commitment to first of its kind standard in the industry. Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP in the non-GMO project. Traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients and always clear communication. No shady stuff. Ritual also just released Symbiotic Plus, a gut health supplement with clinical study, prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic all in one minty capsule. Just one delayed release Symbiotic Plus capsule per day supports your gut with all the quality and traceability you expect from Ritual. We have Ritual multivitamins flowing through our house. I am one that can tell the difference between a quality multivitamin and a trash one. And Ritual is top tier. That delayed release capsule, as well as the way they actually put the nutrients in the capsule, allows your body to actually compute it. I'm talking about premium fuel for your body. Right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off their first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
And turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
So, Tank, our advice. Hey, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. we got to take our advice earlier, and I should have screen captured it so I could say who said it, but it was such a great question. Question came from Alicia B. How do you deal with grief during the holidays? You want to go first?
All right.
It's hard. I'm still trying to figure it out. With us having a recent death in the family, there's been a bit of a gray cloud over the holidays. Thanksgiving was a hard one to get through. Couldn't really shake the feeling that something wasn't right. And then even with Christmas, I'm having to put an extra amount of effort to try to make the holidays not as sad. And I know for someone like my sister Jackie, that's not going to be possible. You know what I'm saying? It's because it was her daughter. There's someone she saw every day. So that's not something that you easily just be like, okay, well, it's Christmas time. Let's do Christmas. I am trying to allow myself to do both. And what I mean by that is I'm trying to allow myself the space to mourn my niece because I feel her not being here. It's not as if something that I'm like, well, she didn't exist. She was here. But at the same time, I'm also trying to remember I still have people here. I still have people that I care about and I love, and I don't. That's the thing about time. Time is a bitch. It don't stop. Like, literally, the person is declared dead, and time just be like, in the next second, in the next second, in the next second. So being really intentional during the holiday times, I personally am being really intentional about these memories. That's something that I want to say 2 years ago I had a conversation with Marcus about. I was like, I know we're going to leave our kids money, but I'm realizing the only thing that they're going to have of me that is going to carry them are memories that I create with them. So this holiday party, one of the reasons why I took them shopping for the holiday stuff is because it was getting them excited too. Like, they are crunk about this. Little Marcus being able to invite his friends over. The twins, they are excited about competing on these this goddamn going gingerbread houses. So during the holiday season, dealing with grief, I'm trying to do both. I'm trying to allow myself the space to mourn and allow myself to sometimes be flooded with memories of the people that I love that are gone, while also realizing that, like, while I still have breath in my body, I need to be intentional about my kids and my husband and my mom and my family feeling my love and creating those memories with them. So that's my answer. What's yours, babe?
Yeah. With the recent death, but also this is like, you know, the death don't have to happen during the holidays for it to affect this time of year. Like, you know, I lost my dad in March of 2018, and Christmas is like, for me, the hardest point. It ain't, you know, his birthday. It ain't any of that stuff. It's the holidays, because I spend majority of my life, you know, holidays with my family in total. So things being different, that's what it is. It's just like, you feel, I was telling Angel last week, it's just like things are so different now. It's not, you know, at my parents' house. So one thing I do, and it's still like, you know, I still, you know, especially around this time of year, it's hard sometimes. But one thing I never do is drown myself in emotion, negative emotions like that. Like, you know, I give myself the space to be sad in moments, and then I get out of it, because me being sad ain't changing nothing. It ain't doing nothing but giving me a headache. I give myself that time, and then I come out of it, because like Angel said, you still have people here. You still have the holidays. You can still celebrate. You're still here. Just being aware of those emotions is one, and giving yourself time to go through those emotions, but also doing things to bring yourself out of those emotions and giving yourself ways to enjoy the holidays, doing something different. Like, one thing I try to get my, especially my mom to do, every year is to be out here in California for the holidays, do something different. You know, that house that we moved in, you know, when I was 13, don't spend the holidays in that house, because those years from the point I was 13 up until 2018, you spent that in that house with my dad. So I can only imagine how hard it is just being in there, let alone rest of the year for the holidays. So it's just like, now, you know, she tries to come out here for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, but this year is just Christmas and New Year's. But yeah, doing things different and getting yourself out and giving yourself time and space, or giving myself time and space to enjoy the holidays, is, you know, how I deal with it. It's not ignoring any of the feelings. It's just hitting those emotions, being in it for the moment, and then getting out of it.
And I will say this. Take care of yourself during the holidays. It sucks when people die during the holidays. I'm like, if you're going to die, do it in. This is one thing I'll say about Wendell. He did it in March. Now, I will say them kids came right after him, so there is still you died around here. But when you do it around the holidays, God dang it, it makes the holidays even more difficult. So take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get wait to get reckless in June or something. We got some time away. Well, when people be dying towards Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year, I feel like that repeat of the feeling of that person being missing is even more vivid when you come back around to that holiday. So this another plug for ritual. Take y'all's vitamins and whatnot. Stay alive. Do it for your family. But no, for those of you all who are experiencing grief during this holidays, our prayers are with you, because it is really hard. It is because the holidays, a lot, especially these winter holidays, are so much about being around your family. So when that can't be replicated because your family is missing, it is really hard to like figure out what that new normal looks like. It is really hard to figure out how to get through the time with any type of cheer. That feels like it's buried with your loved one. So our prayers and thoughts are with you all as we charge towards the end of this year.
All right. Well, hope y'all enjoy the holidays. Yeah, we covered quite a bit, a few things.
This is great. This is a great episode.
So anyway, fam, hey.
I'll do say so myself. I said, if I do say so myself.
I've been your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank.
And I've been your host, that chick angel with her banana pudding purse from Mama Likes. Look at that. It's got the short straps and the long straps. Whichever straps you want to use, huh? You can use them. Tuck that back in there. And look. Y'all can't see. It's too far away. It's got branding everywhere. It say Mama Likes in the leather. Boxes are still available. Get yourself a Christmas gift or get it for someone else. Mama Likes. Shop MamaLikes.com. I'm going to be pushing this back box a lot here in these upcoming weeks.
All right. And I think I still got some more, a few more.
Yeah.
Man Shit Boxes. Sell it out. So, yeah, go to manshit.com. It's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. For y'all that don't know, that's my 100% natural beard and body butter that I make. I have a gift box available. Pretty sure I still got a few left. I just saw an order that just came through just now.
Thank you.
So make sure, yeah, thank y'all. Appreciate the support. So you can, like I said, you can go to manshit.com. Check that out, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. And y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ann on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus Ann on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk.
You can find me at That Chick Angel everywhere.
All right. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye. All right, Patreon. I'm going to be having a meeting with my moderators. I don't know when. I got to find out. And we're going to do a redo to Wingsgiving, but it won't be Wingsgiving. It'll be like Wingsmas or some silly Rodimus. I don't know. They've got some ideas to revamp the event. We'll get you all the date of that. The Carolers live stream will be on Tuesday the 20th, and I'll be just posting a link inside of Patreon for you all to be able to witness it. I'll make sure the rest of my friends aren't just doing a live on Instagram. I'll be like, no, This is for our Patreon. Put down your damn phones.
Yeah.
So yeah, be on the lookout for that. I think that's it. But yes, no, Mama Likes, we're pushing it hard because I got to get all of these out of the house because this next thing after the top of the year box, which will be a smaller, less expensive box, this next thing is cute. It is so cute. You guys are going to love it. So yeah, if you know of anybody that's looking for a cute little gift, send them my way.
Yeah. And eventually this tracksuit is going to drop. I don't know when.
Don't worry. It'll probably be ready by the top of the year. We just got to keep sending in alterations or adjustments until Marcus gets the fit he wants.
Yeah. There'll be more to follow soon after that. But until then, we're just going to try to get this first one rolled out.
Marcus just finished making all of his man shit.
No, I didn't.
Marcus almost finished making all of his man shit. I forgot. It's sitting on the counter.
It's a lot.
But he's doing it. He's in there. It's like he's running a drug business. It's so attractive. All he needs is a gun in his back of his pants while he's making it.
You see me in there doing it with that too.
Yeah, I am. I'm absolutely going to be mad. All right. ETA on the purse color selection option. This is what's going to happen. Passionate for God. A link will eventually be sent out to Patreon right before we do fulfillment, which is about to happen. I'm waiting on one product to come in. And it'll be a Google spreadsheet. You will have to supply your order number, your name, and the color you want. I will not be looking up anyone's order number. So you will have to be able to give me your order number in the spreadsheet. And then once we start fulfillment, we will begin to pull you all stuff aside to make sure you all get the right color. So I'm allowing Patreon and Patreon only to choose the color of their bag. So don't give me nobody's order number that ain't in Patreon. Period. Because it's going to take me a little bit of time to do it. All right, guys, we got to do our company meeting. We love y'all. We'll talk to y'all next Monday. Yeah. Okay, guys.
Unless something comes up sooner.
It will. Yeah. No, well, as far as, yeah. Okay. Bye.